So a little earlier than usual, we hear the strains of the Wake Up Calls Pet Project introduction. We've got him out of bed a little bit earlier this morning, Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. Ben, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, boys. How are you today?
Yeah, good. Thank you. So, Kent, we're going to talk about today, is already up on our Facebook page. Tell us a little about Kent. I think he's been rehomed once before, is he not?
He has, yes. Kent has been in our care once before. We adopted him out, but due to a change in his owner's circumstances, he came back into our care and is looking for another home.
Ah, well, he sounds like a lovely dog.
He certainly is. So Ken's about 18 months old. He's a crossbred American Staffy, so just a little bit higher than knee height. He's a very attractive tan boy who always has a smile on his face and always looking for that little bit of love.
I reckon that Staffies generally, I always say they're actually people trapped in a dog's body.
They sure are. They've got lots and lots of personalities, the Staffies, and Kent doesn't disappoint there.
If you look at the picture of him on our Facebook page and no doubt on the Bark's page, he's just looking at you, waiting to speak to you, isn't he? He's just such a happy-looking boy.
He is. He's a very happy boy. He's always full of energy and he's always happy to meet you. He'd be suited to a home with older kids, so sort of six and older, that are a bit of rough and tumble and can throw the ball for him. He's quite an active boy. And he could live with another dog as long as it was a submissive, maybe a female dog. Kent likes to be the boss when it comes to our playgroups.
Right. And so generally his overall personality, though, is one of a happy little camper?
Oh, very happy-go-lucky dog. So we'll spend the day playing with you or sitting on the couch or beside you in the car as you're out for a drive.
One of the great things about Bark, of course, is that you work with a potential new owner to make sure that they fit the criteria and that both the dog and the family are happy as well. And I guess that's the really important thing, isn't it? Because otherwise, you know, a couple of days in, somebody could have felt they've made a mistake.
Well, that's correct. So that's why we do our meet and greet appointments. We allocate an hour of time for the owners to come in and meet the animals. We discuss the animal's personality, what the owners are looking for their new family member. And then we do things like follow-up phone calls in a couple of days after the adoption and up to a month later. And we keep tabs on the dogs and make sure everyone's happy.
Would it be fair to say that you'd have to be ready to do some extra training with Kent?
Oh, for sure. Look, most of our dogs that we have through here can always use that little bit of extra training. What that also does is that helps build the relationship between the new owners and the dogs. You notice if the dogs are working and they're pleasing their owners, which they all want to do, and the owners know how to get that enjoyment level out of the dogs, it does make for a better bond and a greater relationship with animals.
Fantastic. All righty, so as we mentioned, Kent is on our Facebook page. I assume that he's on your website and he'll be on our website a little bit later as well. So anybody who wants to find out more about Kent and have a look at that really happy little face, just check out those. And Ben, as always, thank you for your time and look forward to talking very soon.
Thanks for having us on again, guys. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre.